5250 for the Enhanced 5250 Emulation Program. The Enhanced 5250 Emulation Program causes your personal computer or PS2 computer that does not use the microchannel architecture to work as if it were an IBM 5250 display station. The Workstation Emulation Program allows a microchannel architecture PS2 to work as an IBM 5250 display station. Key sequences. The only common key sequences defined for the 5250 profile are CA, CC, and C pound. In this profile, C pound reads the status line, which is line 25. Auto speaks. The 5250 profile contains several auto speaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The following functions are performed by the auto speaks in the 5250 profile. Monitor for the session number and speak it when it changes. Monitor for the system available message and tell you whether your system is available or not. Report changes in the message waiting indicator. Inform you when you enter or exit shifted mode. Tell you when you change from insert to replace and vice versa. Monitor for the input inhibited message and inform you of changes. Tell you whether or not your keystrokes are being buffered. Inform you when you enter graphics mode. Report graphics and line check errors. Inform you when you enter select option mode. Assist for the Assistant series. The Assistant series includes a word processor, a report generator, and a database manager. Much of the information in these applications is in Windows set off from the full screen. These applications present menus and have extensive help facilities. The Assist profile was designed using the Assistant series standard colors. If you have changed the colors, some of the functions may not work. Key sequences. The following key sequences are defined. All common key sequences are defined in this profile. These additional keys are defined. C1, current misspelled word. When you are using the spell checker in a writing assistant, this key reads the line of the current misspelled word. You hear alternative spellings using the cursor keys because the currently active window contains the list of selectable words. C2, announce next field name. C3, announce the file name and position. C4, toggle announcement of scale line for writing assistant. C5, read current scale line character and position. C7, toggle field name autospeak for reporting and filing assistant. Autospeaks. The Assistant series profile contains several autospeaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and reports them to you. In addition, the Assist profile is designed to set a screen reader window that matches the active window on the screen. When a window that is a menu appears on the screen, you hear the title of the menu and the highlighted selection. If the window is not a menu, you hear the contents of the window. Error messages are spoken when they appear. The auto speaks in the Assist profile. Announce entry into an assistant application. Monitor the screen for boxes. Determine the type of boxes present. Read the current box title. Read help boxes and file lists. Watch for the presence of selectors. Read the information in a selector as it moves. Identify the writing assistant editing screen. Announce field names as you move into different fields. Read the contents of the help and status lines. Announce the margins and tabs from the tab line. Determine whether you are using writing, filing, or reporting assistant. Set appropriate windows. Book for online books. Screen Reader contains a special profile that simplifies reading the two online books. The book profile is automatically loaded when you use the Screen Reader online books. Key sequences. The following key sequences are defined. Only common key sequence C0 is not defined in the book profile. These additional keys are defined. C1, find the hit word. result of search from the top. C2, find the next hit word, result of search. C9, toggle page browse. When page browse is on, screen reader reads each new page as you move to it. AutoSpeaks. The online book profile contains several AutoSpeaks. These keep you informed of all activities on the action bar, pull-down menus, and help screens. The AutoSpeaks in the online book profile are: monitor the action bar for changes and speak the current action. Monitor the table of contents, index, and text screens for currently selectable topics and speak the current selection. Monitor the screen for pull-down menus and help and other windows. Speak the contents of the windows. Set a window that excludes the action bar, message line, and active function key line. Give you the ability to toggle between this window and the full screen. Monitor for messages as they appear on the screen and read them to you. Read each new page when you move to the page if page browse is on. DBase 3 for DBase 3 Plus. The DBase 3 Plus application allows you to collect and manage data. You can display, change, find, rearrange, analyze, and print any data in this database. To accomplish these tasks, you can use the Assistant, which is a series of menus, or DBase 3 Plus commands directly. The DBase 3 profile was designed using DBase 3 Plus standard colors. If you have changed the colors, some of the functions may not work. Key sequences. The following key sequences are defined. Only common key sequence C0 is not defined in the DBase 3 profile. These additional key sequences are defined. C2, say line 1, menu selections. C4, say current mode. C5, say line 22. C7, toggle announcement of column headings. C8, say the highlighted field in the selection line, menu name. C9, toggle announcement of selector item. AutoSpeaks. The DBase 3 Plus profile includes several AutoSpeaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The AutoSpeaks in the DBase 3 profile perform the following functions. Monitor the screen for entry into DBase 3 Plus. Announce that you are leaving the application. Read the messages that appear on lines 23, 24, and 25. Monitor the screen for boxes. Determine the type of boxes. If the box contains help information, read the text. If the box contains a selector, read the highlighted item. Monitor the status line for create, edit, browse, and append modes. DOS 3.3 for DOS version 3.3. You use DOS every time you turn on your computer. Because you could spend much of your time performing DOS commands, a DOS keypad profile is included. Key sequences. The following key sequences are defined. The only common key sequence defined for this profile is CA to announce the profile name. C4. Read the line 4 lines above the cursor line. C5. Read the line 3 lines above the cursor line. C6. Read the line 2 lines above the cursor line. CB. Read the line above the cursor line. CC. Read the cursor line. C*. Toggle echoing of prompts and messages from the screen reader compiler. AutoSpeaks. The DOS 3.3 profile includes several AutoSpeaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The AutoSpeaks in this profile: monitor the screen for DOS messages and speak them to you. Monitor the screen for changes in the DOS prompt. If you are using the standard DOS prompt, you will hear the drive specification when you change drives. If your directory appears as part of your DOS prompt, you hear the drive and directory specification each time you change directories. Announce prompts and messages from the screen reader compiler if you used the C* key sequence. DOS 4 for DOS version 4.0. The DOS version 4.0 profile performs all of the DOS 3.3 profile functions when you use DOS from the command prompt. In the DOS shell, the common key sequences are used to announce the actions and choices presented by the DOS shell. Key sequences. Common key sequences C stop and C zero are not defined for this profile. This additional key sequence is defined. C star. Toggle screen reader compiler message auto speak. Note, one key sequence could have two meanings in the DOS 4 profile. For example, if you are working in the DOS 4.0 shell, key sequence CB toggles between the current window and the full screen. If you are using DOS 4.0 from the command prompt, the same key sequence, CB, reads the line above the cursor line. Auto speaks. The DOS 4 profile includes several auto speaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The auto speaks in the DOS 4 profile are: watch whether or not you are in the DOS shell and inform you when that mode changes. Monitor the action bar and speak the actions listed there. Monitor the status of boxes, pull-down menus, pop-up windows. Beep to indicate whenever one appears or disappears. Watch the selector and say the currently highlighted item. Monitor for help boxes and speak them when they appear. Monitor for and inform you of the file system listing type. Announce prompts and messages from the screen reader compiler if you turned the auto speak on using the C star key sequence. Watch the screen for DOS messages and speak the messages to you. DOS 5 for DOS version 5.0. The DOS version 5.0 profile performs all of the DOS 4.0 profile functions when you use DOS from the command prompt. In the DOS shell, the common key sequences are used to announce the actions and choices presented by the DOS shell. If you start the DOS editor while the DOS 5 profile is loaded, the profile for the editor is loaded automatically. Key sequences. Common key sequences C stop and C zero are not defined for this profile. CA, profile name. CD, where am I? CH, read since last command or function key help. C4, cursor line minus 4. C5, cursor line minus 3. C6, cursor line minus 2 or general help. CB, cursor line minus 1 or toggle window. CC, cursor line or active point. C star, toggle screen reader compiler message auto speak. Auto speaks. The DOS 5 profile includes several auto speaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The auto speaks in the DOS 5 profile are: watch whether or not you are in the DOS shell and inform you when that mode changes. Monitor the action bar and speak the actions listed there. Monitor the status of boxes, pull-down menus, pop-up windows. Beep to indicate whenever one appears or disappears. Watch the selector and say the currently highlighted item. Monitor for help boxes and speak them when they appear. Announce prompts and messages from the screen reader compiler if you turned the auto speak on using the C star key sequence. Watch the screen for DOS messages and speak the message to you. DOS edit for the DOS version 5.0 editor. With the DOS edit profile, you can use screen reader along with the DOS version 5.0 editor. When you exit the DOS editor or return to the DOS version 5.0 shell, the DOS 5 profile is automatically loaded for you. Key sequences. Common key sequences C stop and C zero are not defined for this profile. CA, profile name. CD, where am I? CH, current function key help. C6, general help. CB, toggle window. CC, active point. Auto speaks. The DOS edit profile includes several auto speaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The auto-speaks in the DOS Edit profile are monitor the action bar and speak the actions listed there. Monitor the status of boxes, pull-down menus, pop-up windows. Beep to indicate whenever one appears or disappears. Watch the selector and say the currently highlighted item. Monitor for help boxes and speak them when they appear. DW4 for DisplayRite 4. The DisplayRite 4 versions 1.0 and 2.0 application is a word processing application and spell checker that allows you to create, revise, edit, and print a wide variety of documents, from simple letters to lengthy reports. Much of the information in this application is brought to you in windows set off from the full screen. This application presents menus and has an extensive help facility. This profile was designed using DisplayRite 4 standard colors. If you have changed the colors, some of the functions may not work. Key sequences. The following key sequences are defined. All common key sequences are defined for the DW4 profile. These additional key sequences are defined. C1, spell the first misspelled word. C2, spell the next misspelled word. C3, announce the file name and position. C4, toggle ignoring of control characters. C7, toggle code autospeak. C8, toggle scale line autospeak. C9, read scale line character. Autospeaks. The DisplayRite 4 profile includes several autospeaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. In addition, the DW4 profile is designed to set a screen reader window that matches the active window on the screen. When a window that is a menu appears on the screen, you hear the title of the menu and the highlighted selection. If the window is not a menu, you hear the contents of the window. Error messages are spoken when they appear. The autospeaks in the DW4 profile do the following. Tell you the logo screen message or that DisplayRite 4 is loading. Announce that you are entering or exiting the DisplayRite 4 program. Monitor the screen for boxes. Determine if the box has a selector in it. Determine if a box is a help screen. Read the help information. Monitor and tell you the title of the help screen. Read the contents of selectors automatically when they move. Monitor for changes to insert and replace modes. Watch the scale line if you turn on the scale line autospeak using the key sequence C8. Monitor for entry fields and speak the field name when the cursor is moved to a field. Detect if you are entering the editing screen and set the appropriate windows. Monitor for status codes on line 1, column 22 if you turn on the codes autospeak using the key sequence C7. Report automatically any error or warning message. Monitor the scale line and read it to you. SAA tools for SAA type applications. The SAA tools profile is designed so that you can set up key sequences to read Systems Application Architecture SAA constructs like selectors, action bars, and pull-down menus in applications that do not have specific screen reader profiles. SAA is a collection of software interfaces, conventions, and protocols. These interfaces, conventions, and protocols are designed to provide consistency and connectivity in the areas of user access, communications, support, and applications. This means that IBM interfaces for machines, from the large systems to the personal computers, and IBM applications are beginning to be developed with keys functioning and screens appearing the same way across applications. Unlike other screen reader application profiles that contain special instructions to address special cases, the SAA tools profile works as a base. Use it as it is, or copy and rename it, and modify it to deal with situations that are special for your application. This section includes the key sequences for the SAA tools profile and an example of how to use the profile. Key sequences. The key sequences C1, C2, and C3 set up monitoring activities for SAA type constructs. The key sequences work like the window and autospeak definitions. When prompted for numbers, enter the number using the keypad. Press pound to indicate that you've finished entering attributes or position numbers. Key sequences CA, CB, CC, C-pound, CD, and C-help are included in the SAA Tools profile and work the same way as the common keys in the application profiles. Those are described in the section Common Key Sequences earlier on this cassette. C1, Action Bar. Use this key sequence to watch the Action Bar, a horizontal one-line menu listing all actions in the application. Position the cursor or pointer on a highlighted action item, or determine the row of the action bar and the highlight attribute of the action item and press C1. Follow the screen reader prompts. Hints. If you are using the pointer or cursor position, make sure that its position is the same as a highlighted item on the action bar. Move to the action bar in the normal way, then enter pointer mode and explore the action bar. Use the key sequence 08 to determine the attributes of what is on the action bar. In some action bars, the first letter of the action item is a different color than the rest of the word. When setting up the action bar, you want to use the attribute of the second letter or a letter after that. If you set action bar monitoring accidentally to the attribute of the space between items or to an item that is unhighlighted, when you move the selector, you might hear an unexpected item, several items on the action bar, or nothing at all. Be careful of colors when you set up for the action bar. Most screen reader application-specific profiles are color independent, but this profile is not. That means if you set up action bar monitoring, it monitors for a specific color. If the color changes, the monitoring will not work. Some applications have action bars, but the items do not get highlighted. Instead, a pull-down menu appears when you select items. In this case, do not set up for an action bar. Use only the key sequence C2 instead. C2, Boxes. Use this key sequence to monitor for boxes that appear on the screen. Use C2 to enter the top and bottom row of the area you want monitored. Then, screen reader detects all boxes appearing in that area. Hints. An additional benefit to using this key is that it watches for the selectors inside of boxes. Do not just use 1-25, full screen, because that might overlap the action bar and result in multiple readings of items on the screen. If the application has an action bar at row 2, you probably want to monitor rows 3 through 21 or 22. Screen reader responsiveness depends on the number of lines you set up for monitoring. Make the monitoring range as small as possible. C3, Selector. Use this key sequence to watch the full screen selector, a highlighted block that marks the current choice when the entire screen is used as a menu. Position the pointer at the selector spot, or determine the attribute of the current selector and press C3. Follow the screen reader prompts. Hints. Selectors in pull-down menus are detected using C2. And the selector for the action bar is monitored using the C1 key sequence. This key sequence watches the full screen selector. For example, in the screen reader online books, the table of contents and any subtopics listed in the text are highlighted by a full screen selector. C4, Toggle Action Bar Auto Speak. Use this key sequence to turn the automatic speaking of the action bar items you set it up using key sequence C1, on or off. Hints. This key sequence is handy for when screen reader is reading the screen from several places and you need to pinpoint your position. If this is the case, you can turn off action bar announcement to narrow the number of auto speaks. You can do the same for the selector auto speak, C7, and the box change auto speak, C*. C5, Save. This key sequence saves the monitoring settings. Hints. If you save settings in your application directory and always load your profile from that directory, those saved settings are restored. All settings are saved in the directory that is active. If you want to use these settings again, be sure to be in that same directory when you load the SAA Tools profile again. C6 Settings. This key sequence reports back the values you set with key sequences C1, C2, and C3. CB. Cycle through all windows and boxes. Use key sequence CB when more than one box is on the screen. Pressing CB in succession moves to each box and sets the screen reader window for that box. CB also sets the screen reader window to the full screen once in the cycle. Hints. Use this key sequence and key sequence #6 window coordinates and keys CD to explore the boxes on the screen. Reading the screen using keys 0A could produce strange results when one box overlays another. Turn graphics on, key sequence AB, when reading a background box. When you hear the graphics characters, this will alert you to the fact that you are reading into an overlaid box. This profile could confuse the foreground box with another box in some applications. In this case, you can use key sequence CB to move to the other boxes on the screen and hear the selector movement there. C7. Toggle Selector AutoSpeak. Use this key sequence to turn the automatic speaking of the selector item you set it up using key sequence C3 on or off. C*. Toggle Box Change AutoSpeak. Use this key sequence to turn the automatic speaking of boxes you set this up using key sequence C2 on or off. CD. Where am I? Use this key sequence to determine the number of boxes on the screen and which box, if any, is current. The box characteristics are also reported. Hints. Use CD in conjunction with key sequence CB to explore the boxes on the screen. The box categories announced by screen reader are as follows. 0. Plain box, no horizontal divider lines. 1. One horizontal divider line near the bottom. 2. One horizontal divider line near the top. 3. Two horizontal divider lines, one near the bottom, one near the top. N. N number of horizontal divider lines. Example. This section contains a step-by-step example of how the SAA Tools profile works with applications. The application for this example is the Screen Reader Online Book Program. 1. Change to the directory containing Screen Reader or insert Documentation Diskette 3 or 5 for personal computers in Drive A. Make A the default drive. 2. Start SRD Book 1 by entering SRDBOOK1 from the keyboard. The screen reader book profile is automatically loaded. 3. Load the SAA Tools profile by pressing #A on the keypad and entering SAATOOLS from the keyboard. Once the profile is loaded, you must set up to monitor the action bar, the boxes that appear on the screen, and the full screen selector. This set of steps allows for monitoring of the action bar. 1. Move to the action bar by pressing F10. The action bar is on line 2, and an action item is highlighted. 2. Move the pointer to the cursor and read the current word. 3. Read the next word using key 6 until you hear the word Go To. 4. Find the attribute of this item using the keys 08. 5. Press key sequence C1. 6. Press 1 to indicate that you want to enter the row and attribute number. 7. Enter the row 2 and attribute 127 numbers when you are prompted. Remember to press the pound key to tell screen reader that you are finished entering the number. 8. Move the cursor horizontally to hear the action bar items. The next set of steps contains the setup for the boxes that appear in the screen reader online books. Boxes appear starting on line 3 and as far down as line 24. 1. Press C2. 2. press 3 pound to indicate the top row. 3. Press 2 4 pound to indicate the bottom row. 4. Press Enter. From the action bar item Search, a pull-down menu appears and the selected item is spoken. The selector is spoken each time you move it as well. 5. Press F1. The help box title is spoken. The entire help box is not spoken. You can use 0A to hear it because the profile set the screen reader window to the current box. This is an example of how the screen reader book profile is more efficient than the SAA tools profile. The book profile reads the entire help screen automatically. The last set of steps contains the setup for the full screen selector. The table of contents is on the screen and the full screen selector highlights the first item in the table of contents. 1. Move the selector to the table of contents entries by pressing F10. Then move the selector down once and up again. Note that the items are not spoken. 2. Move the pointer to the cursor and read the current word. The word is spoken because the online book program positions the cursor at the beginning of the selector. 3. Press key sequence C3. 4. Press 0 to indicate that you want to use the pointer position. 5. Move the cursor vertically to hear topics in the table of contents. Now that the full screen selector is being watched, when you move to different pages, all subtopics are announced as you move the selector to them. 6. Press C6 to hear the values you set using key sequences C1, C2, and C3. You could use C5 to save your settings. The next time you loaded this profile, it would report the action bar items, selectors within pull-down menus, and any box that appeared on the screen. Util for the Screen Reader Utility. The Screen Reader Utility profile is included for when you need to use the Screen Reader Utility. The utility is described in the section Modifying Screen Reader later on this cassette. The Util profile is automatically loaded when you use the Screen Reader Utility. Key sequences. All of the common key sequences are defined in the util profile. Autospeaks. The utility profile contains several autospeaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The autospeaks in the utility profile do the following. Check to see if you are in the utility or not. Announce the result. Say the error messages as they appear. Monitor the action bar and speak the current selection. Monitor for boxes on the screen. Speak the contents of the currently highlighted selection in a box. Determine if a box is help text, then read that text. Monitor the selector and speak the highlighted item when the selector moves. Read the contents of an edit field for you. WP for Word Perfect. The Word Perfect versions 4.2 and 5.0 application is a full screen editor, spell checker, formatter, and print program. Different screens appear for different kinds of activities. The WP profile was designed using WordPerfect standard colors. If you have changed the colors, some of the functions may not work. If the search for highlighted field functions do not work as you expect, it could be because of colors. Exit WordPerfect, reload the WP profile, restart WordPerfect, and try the search functions again. Key sequences. The following key sequences are defined. The common key sequences CB, C pound, and C stop are not defined in the WP profile. These additional key sequences are defined. C1. Search for block, bold, underline, or bold and underline fields from the top. This key sequence requires that you specify the field for which you want to search. The fields are determined by another keypad key press. These are 1. Block, 2. Bold, 3. Underlined, A. Bold and underlined. C2. Continue searching for the highlighted field. C3. Search for the highlighted field on a new screen. C4. Toggle speaking of revealed codes. C7. read previous menu or spelling item. C8, read current menu or spelling item. C9, read next menu or spelling item. AutoSpeaks. The WordPerfect profile contains several AutoSpeaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The AutoSpeaks in the WP profile monitor the top, bottom, and cursor lines. Trigger other AutoSpeaks when these change. Determine if the directory screen appears. Announce the directory name and the name of the file at the current selector. Watch the selector for movement. Speak the current highlighted item. Notify you of the following codes for text characteristics. Normal text, bold, underlined, bold and underlined, block on. Determine which screen is active and set appropriate windows. Report whether you are entering WordPerfect or leaving WordPerfect. Detect the presence of the thesaurus or spell checker screens and read the entries. Detect the redundancy checker. Read the word in question and the menu items at the bottom of the screen. Read the top two lines of a help screen. Monitor for the key index and announce when it appears. Read the menus at the bottom of the screen, the first entry of full screen menus, and the current entry in a menu. Inform you if a field containing the default or current settings for the entry exists. Watch for the document number. Modifying Screen Reader. This section describes how to use the Screen Reader utility to change the values for your synthesizer and the way Screen Reader speaks. For example, you can tell Screen Reader the parameters and codes that control your synthesizer, that you want to use a synthesizer other than one of those listed in this book. You can also change the words Screen Reader uses when it speaks to you. For example, you can change format names, mode names, the invalid window message, or the blank line message. About the Screen Reader utility. The Screen Reader utility uses the entire screen. An action bar appears as the second line. It is a horizontal one-line menu that lists all available actions. The bottom line is the function key line. It lists all currently available function keys and their actions. In the two lines above the bottom line, the utility displays the current synthesizer or message file name. The Screen Reader utility presents levels of menus using the rest of the screen. These menus are called pull-down menus because they are presented vertically on the screen and because they appear as you make choices from other pull-down menus or the action bar. A highlighted field, called the selector, moves around the pull-down menus and the action bar to mark the choices listed. Press the F10 key to move the selector to the action bar. Then use the cursor right and cursor left keys to move the selector across the action bar. As you move the selector, Screen Reader automatically reads the current items for you. The items listed on the action bar are Get, Edit, Save, and Exit. Press the Enter key to choose from the action bar items. Once you make a choice from the action bar, the Screen Reader utility presents a series of pull-down menus. Screen Reader automatically reads the highlighted item. Use the cursor up or cursor down keys to move the selector vertically to the choices in pull-down menus. Press Enter to make a choice. When you make a choice from a pull-down menu, the Screen Reader utility may present you with another menu. Use the same keys to move the selector. Some menus allow you to cycle through choices for the current value. Press the Enter key repeatedly to display all of the choices for the current value. When you reach the one you want, move to the next item in the menu or press the Escape key to return to the previous menu level. In other menus, you must edit the current value. For example, when you are changing the codes that control your synthesizer, you must edit the current code. When Screen Reader requires you to edit a value, an Edit field appears. The current value is contained in the Edit field. A cursor appears over the first character of the Edit field, ready for your input. You can use the following Edit keys. F5 refreshes the Edit field to the original value. F6 clears the Edit field entirely. Home moves the cursor to the leftmost position. End moves the cursor to the rightmost position. These edit keys are also available. Insert, Delete, Backspace, Cursor Left, and Cursor Right. Note, if you need to insert characters that you cannot type from the keyboard, use the following format. Caret, left paren, NNN, right paren. NNN represents the character's ASCII code. You can use these other keyboard keys at any time in the screen reader utility. Escape, return to the previous level. F1, help. F3, exit. F10, move the selector to the action bar. Starting the screen reader utility. To start the utility, if you're using a diskette, 1. Make sure the DOS A greater than prompt is showing. 2. Insert the screen reader program diskette 1 in drive A. 3. Make drive A the default drive. Type A colon and press enter. 4. Type SRDUTIL and press enter. Note, if you are using a diskette-based personal computer, when you use the screen reader utility, no help is available. If you are using a fixed disk, change to the directory containing screen reader and enter SRDUTIL. The screen reader utility profile is automatically loaded when you start the screen reader utility. Press F3 when you want to exit from the utility. Note, if you know exactly the parameters you want to change and do not want to use the utility, you can enter the parameters from the DOS prompt. Using the pop-up keypad. As you use screen reader, you might find that there are times when it would be more convenient to use the keyboard instead of the keypad. You can set up screen reader so that a block of 16 keys on the keyboard emulates the screen reader keypad. To pop up the keypad functions on your keyboard, press and release the Control and Shift keys together. The pop-up keypad is now active. To remove the pop-up keypad, press and release the Control and Shift keys together again. If you want to press just a single screen reader key or key sequence, you can hold down the Control and Shift keys and press the key that corresponds to the command you want. For example, if you press and hold the Control and Shift keys and press the 2 key, screen reader will read the current line. You can enter as many commands as you like while you hold down the Control and Shift keys. When you release them, the keyboard returns to normal operation. Location of keypad keys. The pop-up keypad keys are arranged on the keyboard as follows. The 1, 2, 3, and 4 keys on the pop-up keypad correspond to the 1, 2, 3, and A keys on the keypad. The Q, W, E, and R keys on the pop-up keypad correspond to the 4, 5, 6, and B keys on the keypad. The A, S, D, and F keys on the pop-up keypad correspond to the 7, 8, 9, and C keys on the keypad. The Z, X, C, and V keys on the pop-up keypad correspond to the star, 0, pound, and D keys on the keypad. The Tab key on the pop-up keypad corresponds to the Help key on the keypad. The alternate key on the pop-up keypad corresponds to the stop key on the keypad. If you prefer to set up the keypad keys on the right side of the keyboard, you can select the following arrangement. The 7, 8, 9, and 0 keys on the pop-up keypad correspond to the 1, 2, 3, and A keys on the keypad. The U, I, O, and P keys on the pop-up keypad correspond to the 4, 5, 6, and B keys on the keypad. The J, K, L, and semicolon keys on the pop-up keypad correspond to the 7, 8, 9, and C keys on the keypad. The M, comma, period, and slash keys on the pop-up keypad correspond to the star, 0, pound, and D keys on the keypad. The Enter key on the pop-up keypad corresponds to the Help key on the keypad. The Alternate key on the pop-up keypad corresponds to the Stop key on the keypad. controlling screen reader from the keyboard. Unless you specify otherwise, the pop-up keypad has the following characteristics. The keypad is on the left side of the keyboard. The control and shift keys pressed at the same time activate and deactivate the pop-up keypad. The alternate key corresponds to the keypad stop key. The typing area of the keyboard is disabled while the pop-up keypad is active. While the pop-up keypad is active, pressing any other keyboard keys causes an error beep. When you activate the pop-up keypad, there is a beep. When you deactivate the pop-up keypad, there is a different beep. Each time you press a keypad key on the pop-up keypad, there is a click. You can change these characteristics by editing your autoexec.bat file and specifying an option in the call SRD12 line. These options are as follows. To define the keypad on the right side of the keyboard, specify /R. To enable all of the keyboard keys that are not used for the pop-up keypad, specify /E. For a quiet operation, that is no beeps or clicks to provide feedback, specify /Q. To swap the functions of the control and alternate keys, specify /S. To use the caps lock and scroll lock keys in place of the shift keys, specify /A. Note, the /S and /A options cannot be used together. If you specify both options, only the first one is recognized. For example, if you want the pop-up keypad to be on the right side of your keyboard, and you do not want the system to beep or click when you press keys, you would enter this line in your autoexec.bat file. C-A-L-L space SRD12/R/Q. Using the Screen Reader Dictionary. As you use Screen Reader, you may want certain words to be read differently from the way they appear on the screen. For example, you might prefer that IBM be read International Business Machines. You can set up a dictionary of those words along with their replacement words. Setting up a dictionary. A screen reader dictionary is a simple file that you create using a text editor. Each line in the file consists of a word followed by more text. The first word in the line is the word that appears on the screen. The remaining text in the line is the word or set of words to be read as a replacement. The following example shows two lines you might set up in a dictionary file. IBM, International Business Machines. DEC, Digital Equipment Corporation. After you enter the lines you want in your dictionary, save the file using a file name of your choice. Loading a dictionary. After you have created and saved a dictionary, you load it, while screen reader is running, by typing the appropriate command from the DOS prompt. There are two sizes of dictionary. The first size allows up to 2,000 bytes, and the second size allows up to 8,000 bytes. The command you type to load a dictionary depends on its size. For example, if you're loading a dictionary that is 2,000 bytes or less, and it is named words.dct, you would type the following, diction space words dot dct. If the same dictionary is up to 8,000 bytes, you would load it with the following command, diction space words dot dct space big. If you have a dictionary that you load frequently, you might want it to be loaded automatically when you start screen reader. To do this, edit your autoexec.bat file and add the dictionary name and the optional big parameter to the call SRD12 line. For example, if you want to start the dictionary file named words.dct, you would edit the call SRD12 line to read C-A-L-L space S-R-D 1-2 space W-O-R-D-S dot D-C-T space B-I-G. If you have other parameters specified on the call SRD 1-2 line, such as pop-up keypad options or a profile name, be sure that the dictionary file name is the last item in the line. To change dictionaries, just type a new diction command at the DOS prompt with the name of the new dictionary file, and the new file will be loaded. During a screen reader session, the first time you type the diction command determines the size of dictionary to be used for the remainder of the session. Therefore, if you will be starting with a small dictionary, then switching to a large one later in the day, be sure to specify the big option on the first diction command of the day. This is the end of this cassette.